welcome to Do the Work, the Feel, Deal, Heal podcast, a podcast dedicated to your mental, emotional, and spiritual wellness. Our passion and purpose is to equip, enable, and empower the emotionally and spiritually wounded with tools, foundational principles, and intimate conversations with special guests that will assist you along your healing journey. The Feel, Deal, Heal podcast will speak to all things healing, self-care and self-love, spiritual awakening, and much, much more. Here, we will not just tell you to do the work, but we will guide you on how to do the work so that you can start to live a life of authenticity, wholeness, and abundance. Your best, blessed life. And now, without further ado, here is your host, the author of Mirror, Mirror, Healing from the Inside Out, Dion Bryant Williams.
Hello, hello, beautiful people. I am your host, Dion Bryant Williams, and welcome to episode zero, the introduction of Do the Work, the Feel, Deal, Heal podcast. Woo! That's a loaded name for a podcast, right? Well, buckle up because you are in for a journey that will unpack the name and so much more. What's it all about? What does it all mean? I use these two statements, do the work and feel, deal, heal, a lot. Interestingly, do the work has become a buzz phrase in the world of coaching, counseling, personal growth, and self-development. I'm often asked, what does do the work mean, Dion? Well, hold tight. I promise I'm going to answer this infamous question and finally put your minds at ease. The statement, do the work, in itself is a strong directive, one that suggests that an action or actions should follow. And yes, you are absolutely correct. Do the work is indeed an action statement. To take it a step further, you might ask, what is the action, right? Well, once you've decided that you are truly sick and tired of being sick and tired, and acknowledge that you are ready to embark upon your emotional healing journey, work is required. That work is encapsulated in my Feel, Deal, Heal philosophy and the mantra of all mantras. Hopefully the picture is slowly coming into focus because the two statements are interdependent. One simply cannot exist without the other. It's impossible to truly heal without doing the work that requires you to feel and deal. Yes, to do the work demands that you allow yourself to feel, which means you have to sit in your feelings. You have to dig deep. You have to examine, analyze, and then deal with all of your feelings and emotions in a healthy and methodical way in order to experience the healing that you desire and you deserve. So you now see the name was a no-brainer. Do the work, the Feel, Deal, Heal podcast, because it holds the keys that will unlock your authentic self and ultimately your best life. So as an introduction to the podcast, it's only appropriate that I unpack some of the basic details of the name. Let's jump right in. I wish there was some type of aha moment that defines how I happen upon the philosophy of do the work via Feel, Deal, Heal. But simply, both mantras have been in my repertoire for a while, just awaiting the right time to be merged together. And here we are. I view the merger of do the work and Feel, Deal, Heal as a unified and simplistic approach to emotional healing and health. It's a philosophy of changing your relationship with your thoughts and emotions. Essentially, it's the ultimate protocol for healing. In this space, you will take ownership of your life from a holistic vantage point. You will be introduced to renewing your mind and the way you think about yourself and your life, and ways to healthily respond and react to your day-to-day encounters and just your life in general. Through this podcast, you will embrace the safety in the journey by allowing and giving yourself permission to feel and sit with every emotion that surfaces from your past to your present. You will learn the importance of making peace with your emotions. Yes, we read the self-help books, we go to the seminars, we enroll in all the classes, but what happens after all of that? Unfortunately, in my experience, nothing happens after that. After the planning and the information gathering, it should be time to apply what we have learned. After the books, seminars, classes, etc., it's time to buckle up and dig in order to make real solid changes in our lives. Doing the actual work is what brings us to the point of release and growth. We can talk about it, we can know it theoretically, but only until we put it into action through feeling and dealing, there is no healing, and it will simply remain a mere theory. Hopefully, you now see that doing the work is an actual and real thing. I know, right? Who would have thought? It's the process of understanding yourself and what shaped you. The process of understanding your wounds and flaws and how emotions often cloud your ability to think and act rationally. It's the process of introspection, self-awareness, and changing for the better. Doing the work simply means you have to show up for yourself. Whatever you want from your life, whatever outcome you desire, whether it's more money, more success, love, healthy relationships, owning a business, whatever your it is, you have to be completely present for it. The work that has to be done is whatever is required of you to execute and fully see these things come to fruition. That could encompass healing past trauma, healing grief, reframing old behaviors that no longer serve you, forgiving people. Now, there are certain things you have to attain for yourself before you can move further in life. Life is about relationships, relationship with yourself and others. So before you can experience a successful relationship of any kind, you have to have a healthy relationship with yourself. For example, if your it is to find the love of your life and fall madly in love, your work will be focused around self-love, self-esteem, healing any past codependencies, abuse, trauma, and limiting beliefs. Essentially, healing anything that has held you back. Everyone comes into relationships with our own past experiences, and we have blocks and baggage that build up and impede our vision. It impedes our healing and our ability to move to our next level. If you really desire to move forward and grow to the next level, you have to be committed to doing the work and really find out what that work is for you. This can be explored through therapy, coaching, self-exploration, writing, or talking with a trusted friend. If you are ready and able to be gut-wrenchingly honest with yourself about yourself, you likely can tap into your healing yourself, or at least get a good start. Coaching is incredibly helpful with this. And honestly, it changed my life. And it is one of the many reasons I decided to become a life coach. Coaches do not, and I repeat, do not and cannot solve everything, but can assist and co-facilitate the path to your happiness, your dreams, ambitions, and ultimately your healing. Although coaching is a great option and investment in your emotional and mental health, guess what? You still have to show up and you still have to do the work. There is absolutely no way around it. No one can live it for you. No one can solve it for you. No one can take the past away. No one can take your hurt away. You have to work through it and do the things that are required of you. If you are willing to put it in the time and the work, I promise you the rewards are beyond great and worth it. We are all capable of doing the work. Coming to that point of awakening, of realization, of learning what our issues are and what we need to change about ourselves. It's solely up to you to whether you do the work. And these are ways to put some action behind those three words and embrace your feel, deal, heal journey. In effort to effectively aid you along your healing path, I've broken it down into 5 stages. Although awareness is not one of the 5 stages, it's a key factor in this process. Awareness is the first step to any kind of awakening, healing, solving, creating, and overcoming. It is important to note that each stage of healing is experienced through a very high level of self-awareness. Also, these stages are cycled over and over as we become more skilled at managing the stages, and eventually the healing occurs in a spontaneous manner. The stages become more defined when observing them afterwards, because on the journey, they sometimes overlap each other and blend together. Healing is a mystical, undefinable experience that is part of human beings, or a part of just being human. All right, so let's dive into these stages. The first stage of emotional healing always begins when noticing that you are avoiding something or someone. It may be that you find yourself unfocused at work, overly irritable, or overindulging in food, what we call emotional eating, when we're not hungry. For me, these things are signals letting me know that some emotional issue is emerging and will need to be processed and honored. There are many ways to avoid looking inward at the challenges of healing emotional wounds, and it is important to discover what your particular methods are and what avoidance looks like in your own life. I avoided looking at my emotional issues for many, many years, but I was not aware that I was avoiding the issues by reading books, overeating, or watching too much TV, and simply just being consumed with my job and career. Without awareness, nothing really moves forward. Nothing can really change. So you must become aware of what you are avoiding and the methods by which you are avoiding it. I believe that avoidance is necessary as a conditioning period, preparing you for the next stage by easing you through gentle and gradual degrees of awareness. The second stage is confrontation. This does not mean engaging in a personal conflict with someone you believe has hurt you. Instead, it is a confrontation of the emotional issue that you have been avoiding and noticing yourself avoiding. I found great relief in this stage because running away and avoiding things can be so very tiring and stressful. Recognizing when you are ready to confront an emotional issue and then facing it is the second stage of your healing journey. Confrontation will look different for everyone. For me, sometimes I find myself having a heart-to-heart conversation with myself, an honest investigation of my feelings, actions, and behaviors, and motives of my avoidance. I often do this in the car while driving. I will talk out loud to myself, no, I'm not crazy, as if I'm speaking with a friend. The shower is another great private place to talk it out. I find writing to be highly effective as well. This helps me get a handle on the truth of what is going on inside me. Another method may be looking at old photos that conjure memories where the issue is stored. You may notice yourself crying during a movie that wouldn't usually elicit such strong emotions. Or you may notice that a smell, a small image or item has a strong effect on your emotions or your thinking. Once you are aware that you are in the confrontational stage, it is important to be able to name the issue. Being able to name the issue and feeling clear about what it is will help you ease out of the second stage. The third stage is working through the emotions. Emotions are powerful. It is the emotional stage where the real work happens. It is often the most challenging and difficult stage, but be patient with yourself as you may become overwhelmed in this stage and want to revert back to stage one. Trust me, it happens. This is perfectly normal. Stage one allows you to work back toward the strong emotions in degrees and with a level of safety and distance. Staying with the strong emotions requires a high degree of awareness because intense emotions can often hijack our reasoning powers. Maintaining awareness during your emotional processing will allow you to ride the waves, as I call it. The obstruction of emotions create mental and emotional blocks. The emotions themselves are teachers and can add greatly to the awareness of your own inner experience. They can also guide you to the source of your much needed healing. Understanding the messages that your emotions are trying to communicate can expedite this stage dramatically. For example, anger is a message about broken boundaries. Sadness offers the gift of release. Guilt and shame contains messages about restoring your integrity. Jealousy connects you to your lack of self-regard or self-worthiness. Fear intensifies and amplifies your intuition and instincts. Once emotions are no longer obstructed and are allowed to flow naturally and freely, the process can go pretty quickly. I think of my emotions like a train ride. Go figure, guys. You know, I like a good journey, a good expedition. So let's just take a train ride. In stage one, I am deciding whether or not I even want to ride on the train. In stage two, I decide on the destination, and then I'll go ahead and buy my ticket. But it is in stage three where the actual movement happens. And sometimes that train ride can be a little bumpy. But as long as I don't jump out of the window, I will eventually get to my destination. After the hard work of staying with your emotions, you will discover a great sense of clarity, as if the clouds parted and the sun comes shining through. You will see more clearly and know exactly what you need to do. This will vary from issue to issue and situation to situation. But after working with your emotions, you will gain the insight that allows you to know what you need to do. Sometimes doing the work means talking to someone that you have a difficult relationship with, or means decluttering your closet. It might show you that you need to change your behavior towards a person, or you may need to separate yourself from a toxic relationship. It might be something small like drinking more water or sleeping in late on the weekends. Whatever the action is in this stage, you will become absolutely clear about it. You know what you need to do and how to do it. You have the confidence to move forward with purpose toward an action or goal. To stay with the train metaphor, if you would indulge me, this stage is where you get off the train. You have arrived at your destination and the purpose of your travel. I have found this to be a very exciting stage, and the action needed is not something I shy away from. I feel ready and able to accept any and all consequences. And the fifth and final stage of emotional healing is a spontaneous shift of perception or your viewpoint. It is the aha moment when the world as you have always known it as it pertains to your issues turns on its head, literally, figuratively, however you care to look at it. Everything looks and feels different. This stage sets everything firmly in place. Once this epiphany or shift in your thinking occurs, the old way of thinking, feeling, reacting, and behaving is no longer. This results in a release of old pain, thoughts, or other hurts that have lingered, paralyzed, and kept you in bondage. You will feel lighter, freer, and less encumbered. These moments have always been highly charged and an incredible turning point in my life. All of us have experienced the power of having our eyes open to a new way of seeing an old issue. The epiphany is almost always a ridiculously small event that packs a powerful transformational punch. I know for myself, once I have had the lights turned on, I enter the no return zone. This is met with enthusiasm and excitement because I don't have to worry about falling back into the old pattern and getting stuck there. Sometimes I have and will revert to the old patterns, but it's different because I now have the tools and the skills to recognize and confront them head on. The old patterns are no longer effective, and the power of the epiphany keeps me grounded in my new and different truths. I usually experience intense gratitude during this stage. Gratitude for the whole gloriously messy process that has brought me to a beautiful new understanding of myself and others. Gratitude is an important part of the closing of this process because it lays the groundwork for the next issue. Yes, there will be other issues. Gratitude allows you to be open and willing to do more emotional healing. It will heighten your awareness and sharpen your skills for another round. Doing the work simply means to show up, to take accountability for your behaviors and the part you play in your life, which hopefully is the starring role. Yes, there are some external factors that you couldn't and can't control, but ultimately the onus is on you to decide how and when to show up for yourself and the life you desire and deserve. You just have to be willing to put the work in and take it step by step to accomplish whatever it is that lives in your heart, whatever that needs to live or die, or be birthed or buried. So now that you have been educated on what's it all about, I hope you are ready to do the work. I sincerely wish you all the best, all the success and happiness, strength and courage that is required of you to show up fully and step into the life of living beyond your dreams or any limiting belief, but to start living your best authentic life. Everything is possible. You just have to believe it and show up to do the work. Feel, Deal, Heal is my call to action for all of us to change the mental and emotional health game. No more shame around emotion. No more labels like, I shouldn't feel this way. It's wrong. It's bad. Let's learn how to self-validate and radically accept the sensations and signals in our bodies. Our bodies are a gift that allows us to process emotions. Our goal is to tune into this guidance by allowing ourselves to feel and deal so that we can heal. Thank you so very much for listening. There are thousands of podcasts out there, but you chose to listen to this one. For that, I'm eternally grateful. I know this was episode zero, the introduction to the Do the Work, Feel, Deal, Heal podcast. But please tune in next week as we begin to navigate more intimately by getting up close and personal about all things healing as it pertains to your emotional healing journey. Please visit my website at DeonBryantWilliams.com to stay abreast of all the great things happening. There you will also have access to my blog, It's an Inside Job, to shopping for apparel, books, candles, and much, much more. Please feel free to share and tell a friend. Again, thank you for tuning in, and until the next episode, I pray abundant blessings over you and that you may be encouraged to now embark upon your healing journey. So let's do the work and let the healing begin.